Hey y'all, and welcome back to Gems Podcast. You Gemsters already have been rocking with me. For those of you that are new to the community, welcome in. This is going to be a fun coffee chat style conversation. You know how we do it. And with me today in the hot seat is a very special guest by the name of Diamond Simmons James. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about who she is so you could get to know her. So she is 24 years old. She works as an actress and a part-time waitress, but you know, she does more than that. So let's welcome Diamond Simmons James to the platform.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. And I definitely want the guests to learn a little bit more about you in a fun and personal manner. So we could either do a rapid fire 10 question game or an icebreaker. What are you feeling?
Rapid fire.
Okay, y'all. We're playing rapid fire with Diamond and Genesis. Do 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 do. Question number one. What is one word to describe you?
Fun.
Question two. What made you want to become an actress?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just got into it.
Okay.
I really had like a thing for it until recently.
Okay, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, honestly.
So question three, if you could have your dream car or dream home, what would it be and why?
Dream home? Mm-hmm. Honestly, it doesn't even have to be a big house. It's just as long as it's a nice, good house on the inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Honestly.
Y'all, she wants a nice thing, but it doesn't need to be lavish. So she's still very humble, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
As long as it's nice. I'm tripping.
Oh, I love that. Because I'm like over here. Oh, yeah, I think I want both.
Yeah. I'll definitely do both.
Okay. Question four. If you had the opportunity to trade places with anyone for 24 to 72 hours, would you trade places or remain Diamond?
Remain Diamond.
Okay. Question five. What's one thing in your life that you regret, if any?
I don't regret anything. Everything happens for a reason.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Okay, question six. Okay. If we only had 48 hours to live, what would the last things on your list be?
Do everything I love and just enjoy myself before my last couple hours.
Okay. Question seven. What is your drink of choice? Coffee, tea, or an adult beverage?
Tea.
Tea. Okay.
Even though I'd rather drink an adult beverage.
Okay. See, girl, you gotta keep your skin young and glowing.
Yeah, and I can't drink too much.
Question eight. You get three random acts of kindness per day. Those are just the minimum. What would your three be to do for someone else today?
Repeat that one more time.
So you get three random acts of kindness per day as a minimum. What are your three things you're going to do for someone else?
I just give away food, some money, and clothes.
Okay. Food, money, and clothes. Nine. What are you jamming to if you're in the car, the vibes are nice, and you're just cruising down the road?
I do that a lot. Rap, hip hop,
okay.
Going crazy. Windows down, rolling.
And question 10, it is our pass or play question. So here are the rules. If you pass, our roles are reversed and you could ask me a question. If you play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are we passing or playing?
Up to you.
Okay, we can play. Let's learn a little bit more about Diamond. So question 10, If you could be partnered with anyone in the acting world, who would you want to work with?
Ooh, that's a good question. Zendaya, Storm Reid, a couple other people, like all the greats, all the legends. Just put me in the room with everybody.
Okay. So, yeah, hey. Yeah. We can make those things happen. So you don't lose anything by shooting your shot. I think you should slide into their DMs and be like, hey, yeah. I was featured in these movies and I would love to work with you. Because if they respond, cool. If they don't, like, you don't lose anything.
Yeah, exactly. You show right. And I do that.
So that concludes rapid fire. Guys and gals, I hope you learned a little bit more about Ms. Diamond here. So now let's jump into the work that you're doing now. We just saw your new movie, Stepdad. We saw the premiere, then we watched it last night on YouTube. So tell us, how was it like filming that movie, Stepdad? And for those who are watching and listening who don't know about the movie, give them a little bit of background.
Stepdad is a movie I actually filmed in 2020, and my co-star Daniel, he plays my brother, and he's really, really cool. I'm really close with him. He played my brother in the film, and then Sharon and Philip are my dads in the movie, and Philip basically plays my stepdad. They're all great people. Portia and Kenny, that's their real names. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice, girl. They're all really good people. And my stepdad, he basically comes into our life. He plays our stepdad. He wants to marry our mom. And we're kids that, I don't want to tell too much, but we're kids that we move in with our mom. And the stepdad comes to the equation, and it kind of raises some problems around the house, and we just, I guess, try to figure out how we are going to solve that or go get through it. But that's basically what it's about, I guess, if I explain that well enough.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with all of my co-stars. They're all great, great people.
And it was, and it's a romantic comedy, y'all, so y'all could go watch it. It's also on Vudu. Where are some of the other places they could find it besides YouTube, Vudu?
I think it just is on Vudu right now.
Okay.
I don't think it's on anything else. Not yet, but Vudu. $3, $4, $8, buy it, rent it, whatever.
So
watch it free.
True. But it's definitely better, like, when y'all pay for it, y'all, because the proceeds really go back to, you know, the producers and some of the people who are doing the heavy lifting behind it. So they could use that funding to put out other great content. So, you know, I like to tell people, don't pick my brain, pick a price package, because it is something that you are getting and you are going to benefit from it. So let's go out there and support others who are making, you know, making it possible and giving us, you know, some laughter and some other inspiration on the big screens.
And I really appreciate you coming out there too. You and your husband from Houston.
Yes.
4 hours. For real.
It was an event, because when we got there to the premiere, we literally got changed in the car.
Yeah, I did too, basically. I was late, girl. I had to get myself together. I was like, hold on, wait. Let me get right.
But you were so cute, y'all. Like, she had a really nice outfit. Her hair was slayed and laid, as always. And, like, a lot of people came out, like, to this premiere. It was, like, really fun. Then before that movie, there was another movie that you did. Tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah. No Better Love. You watched that one?
Mm-hmm. We watched
that. Did you like that one or Stepdad?
I don't know. They both had its, like, quirks, because No Better Love, it was more raunchy, so I don't think it's more like, you know, family entertainment. Yeah. But then it was good to see, like, you bring out a different side of you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Stepdad is definitely family friendly. That one's better. Well, with kids and families and stuff. Yeah, No Better Love. That was my raunchy movie, guys, if y'all want to know. Yeah, I got a little wild in that one. I was basically just playing a high schooler that was a drug dealer, and I got caught up, basically. and some stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, go watch that if y'all want to.
Yes, No Better Love. Was there any parts of the movie that you just didn't feel comfortable while filming, or?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, it was actually really comfortable.
Okay.
Filming with them, that crew, that cast, everybody was chill. Everybody was nice. Everybody had good energy, even behind the camera. So I had a good time. I actually want to work with them again.
Okay.
Just don't know when.
You got to slide in and let them know, hey, what y'all got coming out?
Yeah, no, for real, because I think they writing some stuff right now. They'll let me know for sure, and I'll ask them for sure.
Then there's, what else? Oh, we got to let the audience know this. So there are two other big names that y'all have heard of that she has worked with. One is the W for those Texas lovers, Whataburger. Tell us about your Whataburger commercial.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was actually filmed in Austin. I had went down there for like 2 days and they said they wanted to do like a commercial, like a 15-second commercial. And I was like, oh, wow, this is my first commercial. Like, this is crazy. It's for Whataburger. Like, everybody down south love Whataburger. I mean, who don't love Whataburger? But that was awesome. I kind of wish Whataburger would have hooked me up, though. With like limitless burgers or something.
Or some swag. Did they give you like some water?
Swag bag?
Yeah.
No. But they paid me. So, hey, I ain't mad. I'm happy. Well, you know, Whataburger's a spot though. They food just be hitting the spot.
Yes. Cedric, my husband, y'all, is addicted to Whataburger. I had to literally tell him, every time you go to Whataburger, please use the app so we could be rewarded and get free food, because it makes no sense to go to Whataburger without using the app.
So if you order on the app, it gives you like points?
Yeah, you get points. And they changed the system. So first you used to like get all these different like free foods. Like every time you go to Whataburger, if you go 5 times, you get something free. But now you have to accumulate points, which is still, you know, you're still getting something in return too. So I like Whataburger, but I had to slim down because I need to reduce some of this trunk space, y'all. After having a baby, things just don't go back to place as they used to. But
and she still look good.
Thank you. The other one we got to share is Chicago PD, and you work with one of my favorite people, the cutie with the green eyes, Nicole Ari Parker. I just think she's so nice. That's the one with the green eyes, right?
Yeah, she's legendary. She's been around for a minute acting. That was crazy.
So how did that come about? Like Chicago PD, tell us about that journey.
So I actually found a talent agency out in Chicago because nobody in Texas wanted to sign me. So I went to Chicago to get signed. And for a while, maybe like a year, I didn't get no jobs. And then they hooked me up with Chicago PD. And I said I was going to be able to take the job after I did my audition, and I luckily got it, but I couldn't take it. So I declined it the first time. I know, I was so hurt. I was toe up, but God gave me another chance. Mm-hmm. And I took that chance. No, but I took that chance the second time because I was actually able to go up there. Like the first time, I was just going through some stuff and I just wasn't able to make it. So the second time I was like, yeah, I'm not missing this. I'm not, you know, gonna let this pass me by. So I went up there and I did the audition and it was kind of hard. Like, I don't know, that the audition, not audition, but like doing the scene, I guess. That was hard because that was like my first big kind of like TV show type of thing. And it was pressure. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but we're going to get through this.
Oh my gosh. Like just hearing like from Chicago PD to Whataburger to No Better Love and Stepdad, like everything has its own different genre and zone where like we see a different light and vantage point of you. Like what What type of film are you opposed to doing, but you think it would stretch your opportunity to like increase your craft?
I don't think I'm really opposed to anything. I think I would do it all.
Okay.
I really want to do horror though.
Really?
That's where my heart is.
Okay, so why horror? I gotta know this.
She said, really? Out of all things, that? Yes. Yeah, no, I want to be the villain. I don't want to get killed first. I'm going to do the killing. No, I'm just kidding. But yes. Okay. I don't know. I've always loved horror films ever since I was a kid. Like, and if it's a really good horror film, yeah, I'm just a horror fanatic. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
And one day I'm going to get there.
Have you thought about with your passion for acting and et cetera, have you thought about flipping the tables and maybe producing like your own short film?
Oh, yeah. One day doing that, filming it, directing it. Yeah, all that.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, though, but I could whip up some. Especially with my co-star Daniel, mm-hmm. the one that played me in Stepdad. Yeah. He's in Juilliard right now.
Yes, yeah, so we didn't get to see him at the premiere because they're like, yeah,
I know.
He's in New York at Juilliard. I was like, wow, how old is he?
26.
Oh, he's young. Is he single yes. in case anyone's looking to mingle?
Yes, he is. He oh, is very he? Single. But yeah, he's up there. He said he's going to be up there for, I think, like the whole 4 years. And he loves it up there, so he might stay. Who knows? I hope not forever.
Have but you thought about going up that way and doing anything
in the to New visit? York area? Yes, to stay. Can't do it. Sorry, I'm staying down here in Texas
okay.
right now.
Well, do you think like if you were to stay in Texas, do you think your opportunities are limited here in the acting space?
Not really, because Austin kind of be booming
okay.
for businesses and jobs.
Okay.
Because it's actually like top 10 in the U.S.
Really? For acting?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm learning something new, y'all. Okay, we need to pull up.
Yeah, period.
Okay, let's think about this one here. So we know you're a horror fanatic. We know that you would produce, film, direct, all of that, too. What, okay, out of like what you have done so far and what you're gonna do next, like where do you think you'll see yourself in the next few months? Like, do you have any like upcoming like insider edition?
I'm getting some jobs. I'm just waiting for those callbacks. Okay. Let me know when they're ready.
I'll be like, Wendy Williams, how you doing?
No, for real. You doing? I miss her.
Oh my gosh. Let's think what else. Okay, what about this? Because I know some people will not do like a same sex scene or anything like that. Are you, and I know you said you're not opposed to anything, but maybe this question hasn't been asked before. Would you do that? Like a same sex scene or one of the, you would?
Yes.
Okay, girl. No,
hey, it's part of acting.
Yeah
some of them films and TV shows, it gets wild.
Yes, like I was watching, what show was it, P-Valley, and that was wild.
Yeah
and then
that's the whole dance triple entertainment club.
Yes,
TV show.
Then I had to stop watching it because you know, my husband, he's like, why are you watching that foolishness?
It's probably good, girl. I haven't watched it fully, but I know people say they love it. They like it.
And Insecure. I love Insecure. it does have some raunchiness. And I did get to see the guy. He plays Nathan. He's like the light-skinned guy. I saw him coming out as we were going into the Beyonce concert. So that was like pretty cool. I was like, we had a moment. Our eyes locked. Because he was like coming right by us. And then someone's like, can we take a picture? He's like, no, I got to put my bag up. And then I'm like, why would you have, you know, you're up there. Why would they have him go out the line with the regular folks? You know people are going to be stopping him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does. Yes, he does a lot to give back to the community. And I feel like sometimes whenever you go to like different community events or outside engagements, sometimes those are great for networking. So like what type of engagement activities do you do so you could cross paths with others?
Really just going on set. Oh, that's how we connect and meet each other and everybody.
Okay. So no pop-ups or anything like that. Okay.
No.
So where else could the audience connect with you for those who are in the D-Town area? Like if you want to pop up with some Diamond Simmons swag and merch and be like, hey, pull up.
What? Some merch?
Yeah, you ain't too cool for merch. You can have merch. Like, you got security guards some way.
You right. I ain't think of that, and I ain't got none to sell or give away. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You could put some t-shirts together, like Stepdad, like with like some of your quotes from Stepdad or something along that line. As long as like, you know, they let you do that, because we don't want you to be sued and you'll be like, yeah, Genesis told me to get some slack.
No, for real, I'll be like, hey, why y'all taking me to court? I thought it was cool. No, but I was trying to actually buy a Stepdad shirt and they wouldn't even let me get one. Really? I don't think they had enough. Mm-hmm. I think it was only just two. So everybody else had one, or they gave me one. I think I just gave it to my dad. Yeah, I gave it to my dad. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but they weren't actually, you know, giving them away or selling them or whatever. So would have been cool, maybe.
You could probably still reach back out and get some so you could wear it around like as promo.
Give me a little something.
So I also know family is very big for to you. So who are some of your biggest supporters, like since you got into the acting scene, family wise?
My dad for sure. I mean, really, I wouldn't say everybody, because everybody ain't gonna support you, but I say like really just immediate, like, you know, my dad, you, your husband Cedric. Shia, I mean everybody really, but immediately, yeah. You know.
Okay.
The ones who were there at the premiere.
Okay. I vibe with that. And another thing I want to say this, because I'm a big TP fan. So it's Tyler Perry. I would love to see you do a collab with Tyler Perry. And you know how sometimes he'll go on like road shows, like scouting for like people. I know one of his movies, he did like a casting call on Instagram. He found some people on Instagram for like some of his movies.
I want to work with Tyler so bad. He's on my bucket list.
Girl, I'm telling you, you need to slide in some DMs. You go to the ATL. Like I heard.
But he don't like that though. Tyler don't like it when you do it like that. Like he wants you to actually like go to the studio maybe and wonder when they have open calls. Cause there was this one girl, I think, that tried to message him, or she had a billboard. I don't know if you ever saw it.
Uh-uh, I have not.
But she had a billboard. It came out like a couple years ago, but she had a billboard. And she was like, Tyler Perry, please notice me. Like, I am an actress and I live here in Georgia. I've been, you know, hoping and wishing for an opportunity. Please give me a chance. And he saw it and he was like, he put it on Instagram. He's like, this is not how you're supposed to, you know, try to get my attention or audition. And I was like, well, shit. Okay, then. Now I know.
Wow.
I don't want to message him on Instagram and be like, hey, Tyler. Like, I mean, I got to get his email or get his mailing address or something. Send it in that way.
Okay. And then another one that I think is good, that she, from humble beginnings, she's tapping into the acting scene now, but she's more so a comedian. And I'm not sure if you know who I'm talking about, but Tiffany Haddish. I think she is hella funny. And like, even whenever she started to like make the money, she would say, oh girl, I got this dress from such and such. And just very like, you know, down to earth.
Yeah, she used to sleep in her car, she said, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I respect her. Even though, you know, some people might say some stuff, but that's by everybody. I still like Tiffany. I think she is very humble and she's very cool. And she's kind of funny. I'm not gonna lie. Like sometimes I'll be I'll be laughing at her jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, she was in Haunted Mansion, and I liked doing that. I don't know if you saw that.
I have not, but I may put that on my list to go watch.
Yeah, it's like a little Disney movie. It's kind of like Eddie Murphy's, I think, Haunted Mansion, like that. But yeah, it's different, but it's the same. But it was good.
Okay. And now, as we are winding down, we definitely got to give the audience some homework, because y'all know I'm about homework and following through. So once they hear this recording and watch the video, what is something that you want them to do to inspire themselves, or how do you want them to stay connected with you and follow your journey?
How to inspire themselves, be yourself, do what you want, whatever makes you happy, whatever floats your boat, you do it. And staying connected to me, I guess you can just follow me on the gram, Instagram. It's just diamond_diamond_sj_ and okay. Just my Facebook or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will have those links, y'all, in the show notes, so there are no excuses for you not to connect with Diamond and see the incredible journey that she's on. If you have not watched Stepdad, go watch Stepdad. It's on Vudu. That's VUDU. It's also on YouTube right now. And go check out No Better Love, her Whataburger commercial, and see her in Chicago PD when she was on there. And stay tuned for other incredible things that she has on the horizon, because this is just the beginning for her amazing career. You're going to see her now, but wait till she blows up, y'all. I am Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp, the podcast founder and host. My big ask is for brand sponsors. Yes, it is paid sponsorship, because it does take monetary movements to fuel the mission and movement behind the show, which is to consistently bring content that's educational, inspirational, and yet motivational, while also weaving in DEIB, which are my personal favorites, diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, because it takes all of us coming together to make this world a better place. So make sure you like, comment, follow, and subscribe to the platform. We're on 40 plus platforms, audio base, and YouTube, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. And signing out, the Shine Bright Diamond Simmons. Mm-hmm. Get at her, y'all.
Hi. Nice talking to you.
Peace, y'all.